As Uncle Beanie used to say, lull them to sleep and then wake them up in the rudest possible manner. I must have stalked him for a mile or more, far enough from the house so that it was unfamiliar territory. I figured that was far enough. The time had come. The bell was tolling for whom the bell was tolling for. He was maybe 5 feet in front of me. I gathered all my strength, threw it into one mighty lunge, and didn't lunge because my knees went out on me. All at once I was so weak I couldn't stand up. I laid down and tried to catch my breath. Felt a little fuzzy in the head. Pete was grinning, another indication that he didn't understand the seriousness of his situation.
Nice day for a walk, isn't it, Hanky?
Give me a minute to catch my breath, and I'll show you how nice a day it is. Sure was feeling weak. Pete yawned and stretched.
Tell me something, Hanky. With your eyes crossed, how will you find your way back home?
Huh?
I need to get back and finish your milk and eggs. You followed me out here, but you won't be following me back. It might be hard to find the ranch.
Hadn't thought of it in exactly those terms. Wait a minute, Cat. You walked into my trap, so don't be trying to...
See you around, Hanky.
He walked away, switching his tail and purring. He glanced back at me and winked.
If you need anything, just give me a call.
Don't think you can bluff me, Cat. Hey, come back here, Pete. Hey, listen, Let's talk this thing over. How the devil had I got myself into this mess? As the afternoon wore on, I began to suspect that I was in a whole gob of trouble.